Test Tishri, Erev Yom Kippur, 18th of September, Rabbi David Sulzbacher, Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha on Yom Kippur.
Is this yours, Keith?
Good morning, and thank you for giving me the opportunity on this very special day of Erev Yom Kippur. It's also the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Mr. Zulzbacher, Zechein Levracha. A few people sitting on gold screen remember him, remember his svarim shop, his character. Okay, before I actually get to the Dvar Halacha I want to speak about, just we have the opportunity to speak Torah on a day which is so busy. You know, today we are very busy. There's mitzvah sayoyim, there's the mikveh, there's eating, there's mafias, there's chaveroi, there's kaporos. There's a lot of things going on today, and somehow we can forget the most important mitzvah. And I'd like to speak about a bit, a few words of Akdoma, how important this choshev ha-moysed is, specifically on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a well-known vort of the Ponovitch Rov explaining a Gemara beginning of Megillah. Gemara beginning of Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, brings the story of Klal Yisrael who are about to start the battle against Yericho. And it was in the night, and Yeshua saw a malach standing with an outstretched sword. So he understood, outstretched sword, the Mephoshim explain, is a simon of anger against Klal Yisrael. And Yeshua understood that it could be for one of two averas that Yeshua realized Klal Yisrael had been lax in. And he said to him, Halonu ato im netzoreinu, simply translated, are you one of us? Which belong to the enemy. But Chazal explained, Halonu ato im netzoreinu. Are you coming because you've got a claim against Klal Yisrael? Because we were lax in our learning Torah? Im netzoreinu. Or are you coming because we didn't offer the Korban Tomid? Why didn't offer the Korban Tomid? Tosfos discusses. So the Malach said, Atobosi, I've come because of now, because of the Avera of now. Now, it was night, no longer the time for a Korban Tomid, but Bittul Torah. So Tosfos asked the question, where do you see merumas in the Pasuk that we're talking about Torah, about Korbanos? So Tosfos says, Hecha Mashma, that's talking about Talmud Torah. So Gemara, Tosis answers, by Torah it says, Torah tziva lonu, Moshe. So halonu ato, are you, because of the avera of Torah tziva lonu, im letzoreinu, are you coming because of that which protects us from our enemies, which is the korbanos? To which the Malach answered, Atobosi. Now what does Atobosi mean? So Tosfos says, Atobosi refers to the Avera of now. Where do we see that refers to Torah? Because the Pasuk says in last week's Sedra, V'ata kisvu lochem es ashir hazus. The word ato. I've come because you were lax in the ato kisvu lochem es ashir hazus. You were lax in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the kasha is, of all psukim of Talmud Torah, you would have expected a pasuk like Vishinantam Levanecha, Vilimatatem Esos Benechem, Ulamatatem, Va'atav Kisul Chemes Hashir Aziz, the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. Why is the remez to Torah in such a far off way, Lechayra? Atav Kisul Chemes Hashir Aziz, Atav Bossi. So Ponovitch Rosh says a merit of art. If you look at the Radak, he says on the Psukim that the drash of the Gemara is actually very far from the Pshat. And one of the main questions he asks is, at a time of war, it's not a time for Talmud Torah. War is war. In the basic Medrash, you learn, when you're at war, there's not a time. Ayil Taina, it's at night, they weren't actually fighting. But almost forget, a soldier needs to sleep. He needs his kochos. So where's the time? This is the kasha which the Radak asks against the drush of the Gemara makes this drusha. So Polovich Rosh says a moment to Kavot. What exactly is Torah? And the Torah is referred to Shira. Simple pshat in Atok Kisachem Shira Azois is referring to Shira Sazinu, which is the coming week Sedra. But nevertheless, the Gemara Dash is referring to Kol HaTorah Kula. V'Atok Kisachem Shira Azois. Why is Torah called Shira? It's like this. Shira, although we translate it very simply as a song, that's not actually what a Shira is. Shira is an outburst naturally which comes at a time of inspiration, at a time of simcha, you burst forth with song. Oz Yoshe Moshe wasn't, well, let's have a song now. After this Eros of Kriyas Yamsuf, then Shira comes out. And as Rashi famously says, famously because Motzmon David sings it, Ein Odol Shor Shira, Elo Mitoich Simcha. When a person is besimcha, then the Shira comes out. That's what a Shira is. Mitzad Halocha, a soldier, is potter from Talmud Torah. He's potter from Talmud Torah definitely when he's fighting, and he's potter from Torah when they're sleeping, when they're preparing the night before. The Taina against Klal Yisrael was not that halachically they weren't learning Torah. The Taina was, if Torah would be so dear to you, like a Shira, that any given moment, when you have a spare moment, you would automatically be coming forth with the words of Torah. Somebody who loves music, who loves chazonas, wherever you are, you hear him humming and singing. When he's working, okay, he can't do it, but as soon as he's got a spare moment, he'll be singing. That was the taina of the malach against Yeshua. Your soldiers are potter. But if Torah was atav kislachem sashira azos, if you felt it was a shira, then even though you're potter, epizavot, you would have said, something, there would have been a bit of Torah. Says the Gemara. The next pasuk says, Vayolen Yeshua be'emek. So Chazal said, Lon be'umka shel halacha. He went into the depth of halacha, because when you're mamik in a halacha, then Torah mamish becomes part of you. So I'm suggesting, on a day like Erev Yom Kippur, yeah, schools, most schools are closed, yeshivas, the Beis Medrash, I don't know how full it is, because people are busy with the mitzvah sayoyim. But if Torah was a shira, even if you've got certain hatayim and certain kulas and certain other mitzvahs you're busy with, which you should be busy with, but Torah is so much part of you, it's going to be like a shira. It will come forth automatically. So therefore, I think it's so choshuv that we're spending some time here on an Erev Yom Kippur. So I'd like to discuss a shaila, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger was asked practically the shaila. There was a yid who unfortunately was very, very ill. And in the words of the Loshon of Kiveiga, was mamash on his deathbed. And they made a minyan for him in his house. They had a Sefer Torah there, Kippur. Came to Kriyas HaTorah, they wanted to give him an aliyah. This is on Yom Kippur. It's on Yom Kippur. They wanted to give him an aliyah. Problem was, the doctors had told him he has to eat. Such an ill man, he had to eat. So he's fasting. Sorry, he's not fasting. Yom Kippur is a tannis. Is he allowed to have an aliyah? What's this based on? So before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, although the Shulchan Aruch brings it as Yesh Misha'ime, but the Maisa, that's the accepted halacha, in Tovkov Samach Vav, Yesh Misha'ime, She'ein oimid likris b'toyer b'tanis tzibur. You're not allowed to give an aliyah on a tanis tzibur. Mi shelo yisamen. If somebody's not fasting, you're not allowed to give him an aliyah. So they asked him, Kiveiga, Can they give this man an aliyah? So without hesitation, Reb Kiva Eger said, of course you can get an aliyah. Why? Because the leiling on Yom Kippur morning is a Yom Tov Tikkun leiling. It's got nothing to do with the Tannis. On Tisha B'Av or any other Tannis, when the reason why we're leiling is because of the Tannis, so somebody is not fasting, is not allowed to have an aliyah. But on Yom Kippur, we're leiling simply because it's Yom Kippur, it's a Yom Tov. So there's no reason why this man shouldn't get an aliyah. He needs as many mitzvahs as he can, and Reb Kiva Eger, without hesitation, said he could have an aliyah. Das ist der Schein. That's the title of the...
Just before that, can we clarify? He's not eating shiurim, he's eating mamash.
It's very, very good. Reb Kiva Eger, this is an interesting deal. Reb Kiva Eger does not go into that. And the poskim discussed, the marcheshes on Reb Kiva Eger, he says that if somebody's having shiurim, he's got a din misaneh. But a big chiddush, pashtus of Reb Kiva Eger is not mashma like that. That's the poskim done, if somebody's having shiurim, has he got a din misaneh? But that's, shachris is not a shayla. Mincha, this man, Baruch Hashem, was still alive, but very, very ill, and was eating. Could they give him an aliyah at Yom Kippur Mincha? That was the shayla which went to Reb Kiva Eger, and this time Reb Kiva Eger says, I don't know. Tzorechiyum. Why? And Reb Kiva Eger explained, I'm not sure if the leining on Yom Kippur Mincha is like every other tarnis we lain in the afternoon. Usually we lain via chal, but it's not that you have to do via chal, it's a kriyas haTorah. So maybe that on Yom Kippur Mincha it's a different leining of a tarnis, but the machayev is the tarnis. Or no? Just like on Shabbos afternoon, we have a kriyas haTorah. So on Yom Kippur afternoon also we have a kriyas haTorah, and nothing to do with the Tannis. And Reb Kiva Eger says, Tzorechiyum, I'm not sure which one it is. And he applies by Tzorechiyum Ledina. I don't know what practically happened with that man. Maybe he didn't get an aliyah. Reb Kiva Eger applies by Tzorechiyum on this shayla.
No Yom Tov, you give afternoon aliyah.
Sorry?
No Yom Tov afternoon is a kriyas haTorah.
Yeah, but you do see the concept of kriyas haTorah in the afternoon, not only on a Tannis. So just like on Shabbos afternoon, you have a kriyas haTorah. So maybe Yom Kippur, which has got more than an ordinary Yom Tov, has got a kriyas haTorah.
Yeah, but I think his point is that the kriya of Mincha on Shabbos is never a kriya of the Yom. It's the Sedra. Right? It's not like a kriya of Yom Tov, which has to do with the day.
We'll see if the kriya has to do with the day or not. It's not so posh that it doesn't.
We had exactly this shayla in Harvard about 10-15 years ago. And the Rav Paskin, he should have. He was there for Shiva.
Was it Shabbos? Because Kiva Eger says in his Matetas that on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you can. Because on Shabbos. What? Was it Shabbos?
Shabbos means there's no mapture.
No. We'll come to that. Very good.
No,
on Shabbos there's no mafde, no haftorah. On Yom Kippur there is, which is sticker. I'll come to that.
What was the origin of this halacha that you shouldn't have?
That's a Shulchan Aruch. Marik. He brings it for the Marik. Marik.
I'm trying to think. The guy doesn't have a fast because he's not allowed to fast. He doesn't have a tzaddis, so it doesn't apply to him.
If he's having shiurim, they're discussing it. However, Oinus he is, however much Oinus, he's not fasting. So he can't have Aliyah on a fast.
The origin of the Alokha, what time did it come about? When did this originate that you shouldn't have Aliyah if you're fasting?
That you have to tell, that's Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, so there could be a background to it.
Avada. Okay. The Marcheshes brings this Chubas from Kiva Eger, and he wants to suggest that this Shaila is actually a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and it'll be an afkemina between Sfadim and Ashkenazim, mamash of this Shaila. What's he basing it on? Fascinating deal he makes. In Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the halachas of leining, we know, someone's already mentioned it, that there's a haftorah on Yom Kippur Mincha, which we don't have on Shabbos. That itself does not prove that it's a Tannis dikaleining, like we do have a haftorah on a Tannis, because in fact they used to have haftorah at Shabbos Mincha as well. So that itself is not a raya. However, let's look carefully what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you read the Parsha of Arayos, Mafti Yoina, Ve'im Chol B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur, which was a Shabbos, Maski B'Shal Shabbos, V'Choysim B'Shal Shabbos. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you finish off, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. That's what the Mechabbos says. I'm seeing some strange faces. Why? Says the Ramah, the Ein Oimrim ala Torah v'ala Avodah b'mincha. This is key. The Mechaber says that we say at Yom Kippur Mincha, after the Torah, the usual set of brachas we say on a Shabbos morning, including ala Torah v'ala Avodah, says the Mechaber, make sure you add there Shabbos v'yom HaKippurim. Comes along the Ramah, we don't say ala Torah v'ala Avodah at all. So therefore, you're never going to add Shabbos Yom Kippur, because we don't say that at Yom Kippur Mincha, which is Taka Al Minuk, we finish off at Mogid David. Says the Marcheshes Muratik. We, on the Tanis Tzibur, when we have Haftarah, we don't say that last Brocha Ala Torah V'Ala Voidah. We finish off at Mogid David. Memela, the Mechaber who says Ala Torah V'Ala Voidah, he holds it's a Yom Tov Tikkaleilim. So therefore, he has to say, you add Ala Torah V'Ala Voidah, you add in there, if it's Shabbos, make sure you add Shabbos. But there are more holes based on Mordechai, we'll come to that in a minute, that the leining of Yom Kippur Mincha is a Tanistika leining, and if it's a Tanistika leining, it finishes the Mogad David, you're not going to say it at all. So therefore, the whole Shiloh of Reb Kiva Eiger is tolerant to this Mechaber, and there are more. Interestingly, the Marcheshes wants to suggest it could be very interesting to Mechalik that the Kohen and the Levi have got a din Yom Tov, and the Yisrael with the Haftarah has got a din Tanis. So it could make a difference if the Kohen and the Levi are not fasting, or they could get Aliyah, but not the Yisrael. But definitely it's a beautiful deal here in the Shulchan Aruch that according to the Mechaber, it's a Yom Tov Tikkaleining, and according to the Ramah, it's a Tanis Tikkaleining. Okay. Therefore, says the Marcheshes, we, Bnei Ashkenaz, Paskin like the Ramah, Mela, in the Shaila of Reb Kiva Eiger, since we Paskin like the Ramah, and it's a Tanis Tikkaleini, Itaka can't get an Aliyah. I saw from the writings of Reb Yosef Ben Soloveitchik that this Machlokes Ramah and the Mechaber, whether it's a Yom Tov Tikkaleining or a Tanis Tikkaleining, is not just a Mechayev, like a technical halacha. Is it Yom Tov Tikkal Mechayev, or is it a Tanis Tikkal Mechayev? If you look at the Kriya Satira, it's a completely different reason why we are laning the Kriya Satira. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says what we lay on each Yom Tov, so the Gemara says that in Yom Kippur Mincha, we lay in the Parsha of Arayos. Remember that. Now there are different reasons given why we lay in the Parsha of Arayos at Yom Kippur Mincha. Rashi says, Shemi sheyesh averis biyodoi yifresh mehen. The Parsha of Arayos is a simon for all averis. And we're being told, do tshuva. Continues Rashi, Lefisha Arayos Avera Mitsuya. Arayos unfortunately is an Avera which is very Mitsuya. Shed Nafshe Shal Odom Macham Dosom Yitzhay Tokva. It's very strong Yitzhahara. So we'd be told in Yom Kippur, do tshuva, but made all Averas. In other words, the Kriya Satira is a Toichocha. It's giving rebuke. It's a Drosha which we're saying from the Bima, Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. That is a Tanis Tikkaleining. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, fascinating reason. Two fascinating reasons. One reason is, because Yom Kippur, the minhag is for ladies to come to shul, and the ladies dress nicely, and the mela is a Yetzahora on Yom Kippur, so we've got to tell people, be careful. Read the Parsha of Arayos. So according to that, it's not a general teichocha, it's a teichocha specifically on Yom Kippur. On a day where you would think it's the least time you need to give such a teichocha, on Yom Kippur you need to give such a teichocha. But both according to Rashi, and this reason of Tosfos, it's a teichocha tikkaleini. then Tosfos gives the most beautiful reason why we read the Parsha of Aroyas on Yom Kippur Mincha.
Read it in the morning, then, never there, man.
We do. We don't read Aroyas. No, it's like the same Sedra, it's not Aroyas. Says Tosfos, beautiful reason. Tosfos says, we read the Aroyas, beautiful. Lefishi Yisrael oisin remez laKadosh Baruch Hu. We're actually telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. We're giving him a remez. Shekashem shehize oisav sheloi legalis erva. Just as you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were told us, and this is the Loshel Apostle, lo segale, don't uncover the nakedness, just as you told us not to be megale erva, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach lo sigle ervosom va'avoy noisom. Please don't uncover our averas. So according to this, it's a Yom Kippur tikkaleining. It's not a teichocha. It's mamish kedushas hayoyim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive our sins, not look at our averas. That's how he explains it. So it comes out that the Ramah, who says it's a Tanis tikkaleining, he's going in the shitta of Rashi and the first part of Tosfos, it's a Teichocha. Masha Einkein, the Mechaber, who says it's a Yom Tov tikkaleining, so the Yom Tov tikkaleining is Mechilas Avonos. I was saying, just like the Gila Aroyas, we shouldn't uncover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not uncover our Avonos. Okay. I've got a very strong kasha, however, on Reb Kiva Eiger L'chayra. But Emerson Malcheshes asks this question. If it's so clear from the Ramah, and we paskin like the Ramah, that it's a Tanis tikkaleining, and that's why we don't say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah, so why did Reb Kiva Eiger blight by Tzorich, maybe he should still get an Aliyah? It's quite clear in Shulchan Aruch, if somebody's not fasting, he's not allowed to have an Aliyah. It's quite clear, according to the Ramah, it's a Tanis tikkaleining. So how can Reb Kiva Eiger still remain with Tzorichim? After looking into this Shaila, not only do I not have a problem with that, I even have a problem why the Marcheshes is so convinced, according to the Ramah, that it is a Tanis Dikaleini. Let's have a look at this. The Mordechai was the source, which we quoted earlier, of the Marcheshes, meaning the Mordechai says that the reason why we lame Yom Kippur Mincha and the reason why we have a Daf Torah is because it's a Tanis tikkaleining. That's absolutely clear. And according to that, somebody who can't fast is not allowed to have an Aliyah. However, if we look very carefully, that's not the only pshat in the Ramah. In fact, the Mishnah Brura already brings a different reason. The Mishnah Berurah says, on the words, Ve'ein oimrim al ha-Torah, which according to what we've learned till now, which is the Gaon as well, we don't say al ha-Torah because it's Tanis tikkaleining. Says the Mishnah Berurah a completely different reason. Pirush, we don't say al ha-Torah al ha-Avodah. Why? Shehari kvar posak ha-Avodah me-ha-Shachar. The reason why we don't say al ha-Torah v'al ha-Avodah is, what do those words Ala Avoidah mean? We, in an ordinary Shabbos morning, when we have Avtorah, so we've had the Korban of the morning, so we say Ala Torah of Ala Avoidah. We are referring to that Avoidah which we have done. And then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bracha. But on Yom Kippur Mincha, we've already had that Avoidah in the morning, and there's no more Avoidah at Mincha. Kvar posak Avoidah ma'ashachah. We've already said it in Shachris. So there's no reason to say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah. According to that reason, the laning at Yom Kippur Mincha might very well be a Yom Tov tikkaleining. But you just can't say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah because it doesn't make sense. You've already said that in the morning. Further than that, the Magen Avraham brings that the reason why not to say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah is, we have to add, that we shouldn't get mixed up to a different Tanis. Meaning, if we would say Ala Torah v'Ala Avodah at Mincha Yom Kippur, we might by mistake say it at another Tanis. I don't understand what that means. If it's within Tanis that you're not going to say it, what's it going to do? Because you might get mixed up with another Tanis. You shouldn't be saying it. And am I, according to the Magen Avraham, There'd be perfectly good reason to say Allah Torah of Avodah, because it's a Yom Tov Tikkalein. Problem is, A, we've already said Avodah in the morning, and B, if you would say Allah Torah of Avodah, you might get mixed up to another day when it's like it is a Tanis Tikkalein. So you see very, very clearly from this pshat in the Ramah, a completely new understanding. The reason why we don't say Allah Torah of Avodah is not because it's a Tanis Tikkalein. It's a Yom Tov Tikkalein, but it doesn't make sense to say Allah Torah about Avodah when we've already done the Avodah. That L'chaira was the Sofik of Reb Kiva Eiger. Reb Kiva Eiger's Sofik was, Avada, I know that according to the Mordcha and according to the Gaon's Pshat in the Ramah, that the reason why we don't say Allah Torah Avodah is because it's a Tanis Tikkalein, I understand. Somebody who's fasting is not allowed to get an aliyah. But who says that's pshat in the Ramah? Maybe the reason for the Ramah why we don't say Allah Torah v'Allah Avodah is because the Nusach Allah Torah v'Allah Avodah doesn't fit in. But Avad it's still a Yom Tov Tikkalein. And that would give Eger blies by Tzorei Chiyud. To me, it's a pella on the Marcheshes. Why he gets so excited that Reb Kiva Eiger seems to finish by Tzorei Chiyud. Isn't it clear, according to the Ramah, it's a Tanis? It's not clear at all. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that reason. The Mishnah Berurah brings the reason because the Nusach Allah Torah v'Avodah doesn't fit in. Main thing, short v'halocha, is that when it comes to Yom Kippur Taki is a long day. When it comes Yom Kippur afternoon, we're shvach already, and Mincha often is a time where sort of the lull a bit before we get to Ne'ilah. But if we think about the laning of Yom Kippur, especially this third pshat of Tosfos, that the laning, if we are mekabel on ourselves, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we're asking him, please, do you not be Megala ever saying it? We're Mizecha, it's Hashem, that all Averus be Nimchal, and we can go from Yom Kippur, Mitzvah to Zman Simcha Seinu, Yom Kippur itself is a Simcha, Motzi Yom Kippur, we go Simcha to Simcha, to the Chag HaSukkos, we may be Amen. Amen. Say the fire, I'm going to get it.